Welcome to the MVP.
The Mastery Podcast.
What's going on? We back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. What it do, what's happening. This is your boy, Franz, joined by the National Book, the National Treasure Book, 10th Wonder of the World. What's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, man. I realize how dynamic of a personality I am on this YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you find us on the media platforms. You know what I'm saying? I realize that this man, being myself, must be protected at all times because I am a high value commodity to the entertainment of the masses. So therefore, I am a national treasure. I would like to be referred to as National Treasure Book, the 10th Wonder. Keep moving. I'm still all of the other aliases, Mr. Quick-Witted, you know what I'm talking about, Book Buttons, I'm all of those. But right now, I'm in my new bag, National Treasure Book, 10th Wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, yeah. I ain't going to call you that shit, but maybe the people at home, are, you know what I'm saying, maybe they'll call you that shit.
Hey. This my name. So, I mean, if you want to address me, it ain't no longer book. It's National Treasure Book. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way around it.
That shit too long. We called you book because your regular name was longer than that. You know what I'm talking about? We definitely going to call you shit longer than that. I won't call you what your mama called you. So, yeah, definitely not going to call you that. Shout out. If y'all want to call the man that, y'all call him that. His mama call him, you know what I'm saying? We call him book, I'm going to call him book. You hear me? That's what it is.
Hey, man. National Treasure Book. You know what I'm saying? 10th Wonder, I'm here. I'm here for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to say some national treasure-ish, geographical, you know what I'm saying? I'm politically correct shit today. You know what I'm saying? Again, I must be protected at all times. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man.
I feel you. I think some people are trying to get rid of you. You know what I'm talking about? But hey, it is what it is. I think some people wait.
2024. It's the year of truth, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't lying. 2024, it's all coming out.
Because P. Diddy liked the party, and you got to tell him no. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, Book, let us know what's happening, man. How you doing, man? How's it been going on this week? What's up?
I'm good, brother. I'm definitely good, man. I forget there was some stuff that transpired, but I don't forgot it already. Finished some therapy. You know what I'm saying? From the physical therapy for my ankle. Pretty much. Them niggas want me to do pain management. I ain't doing it. So that's that. Take a fool what it's worth. I ain't doing pain management. I did pain management 22 years with my knee. We ain't doing that no more. You distorting me, Mr. Tent. TV is kicking in on me. Fuzzing me out. Don't fuzz me out. Fuzz yourself out, baby. So, when I went to the doctors, you know what I'm saying? I was sitting there waiting. There was a streak, as you see, linear in the middle of the seat. This is at the hospital, people. I don't know nothing that color that is not proportionate to somebody shitting on themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's really how my week started, because that was on the that was actually on the first when I went to the hospital.
We don't need that picture right there. You know, you can keep that one. We don't need to watch that. We good.
It's too late. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to show it again.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see it to put it in here. So we fine. We understand what you're saying. I get the picture. We good. Don't send me no Dookie Streak ass video to put in here. Then maybe we ain't gonna see it. Nobody will see that shit. I don't want to be gagging while I'm doing this shit.
I say, man, they really with the shits this year, clearly. You know what I'm saying? So, pardon me. That's how my week kicked off. Man, it's been quiet, though. Relatively smooth, relatively quiet. I ain't really been too much action, you know what I'm saying? I swear there's something that I'm wanting to tell y'all. I just cannot remember right now. I really can't, man. Like, my mind is flooded with a lot of stuff. I cannot remember for the life of me, other than how about them Cowboys. I mean, for all the haters out there who think that we couldn't get it done, you know what I'm saying? We the number two seed. I'm not even, as you see people, I'm not even wearing my hat. I ain't even going to go that deep dive into them, you know what I'm saying? Because the regular season and the playoffs, we are Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde, for real. So, not Mr. Hyde, Mrs. Hyde, because we turned into some straight out bitches. Okay. So, I'm hoping that this year we do a little bit better than we have in years past. That's all I got to say about that. I'm happy that they made it, happy that they did what they were supposed to do. And now we'll see what they really made of. As far as my competition goes, people, I was the only nigga in the 400s. You know what I'm talking about? I think I finished with 452 or 462. I smoked these niggas' boots so much so that it was put out in the email. And I actually thanked my constituents. I'm not going to put it up here. Y'all know I've been smoking these niggas' asses this whole pause. I've been whooping these niggas' asses this whole time. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing new. Y'all already been following that. My dude told me, send a picture of me in my jersey to put a graphic on the cake. Nigga, we overseas, bro. Ain't no jersey out here. You know what I'm talking about? You know, if you want to sit on the throne, ain't even that serious. You can just put 10th Wonder. You know what I'm saying? Just put 10th Wonder book. You know what I'm saying? Just put National Treasure book on my cake and we can keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to have to drive it down to my camp. You know what I'm saying? Don't let my icing melt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I want my shit to look delicious. You know what I'm saying? Shit, aside from that, man, I really just been chilling this week, man. Yeah, just chilling, man, watching a lot of these interviews of people in general. I know y'all didn't get anything as far as the hot topic of what was going on last week. We had already shot and rap people, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just listening to shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Interviews with Jonathan Majors, obviously Cat Williams, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the more funny, unfortunate shit as well, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a good week, man. It's been a real good week, you know what I'm saying? Just cooling.
That's good, because that's all the shit we're going to talk about today. Before we get into that, I need to ask you one thing, man. If you can see right over my shoulder, man, you see a symbol right there. It's the Saints symbol. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, it is what it is. I'm a closet fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm not as boisterous as my constituents. You know what I'm saying? When I think we losing, we're not having a good season, I kind of be quiet. I shut the fuck up. My Cowboys fans, they don't really do that. You know what I'm saying? They go even louder, start talking about wait till next year and all that shit. Hey, it is what it is. But the Saints had a game. We played the Atlanta Falcons, our rival. Okay. We ended up winning 48-17, I believe it was. Something like that. 48.
Before, because you ain't going to lose your thought, I just want to let the haters and the detractors know that, you know, they sent in the formation for us this week. It wasn't victory, but we got in the huddle.
Man, that boy Jameis, man. That boy Jameis. Get it out. Man, if y'all ain't watching, man, watch the post-game interview with Jameis Winston. He's in the locker room, and he talks about the situation that we're getting into. A lot of people calling for Jameis Winston to get fired. A lot of people mad because the Saints, Tyrann Mathieu had an interception, ran that bitch back to the 1 yard line with a minute left. The coach, Dennis Allen, told him to take a knee. They lined up in victory formation. According to Jameis Winston, the team said, you know what? Fuck that. Jamal Williams ain't scored this year. He about to score today. So they lined up in the victory formation and passed the ball off to Jamal Williams. They was on the 1 yard line and they scored. A lot of people took offense to that. A lot of people was mad. Kind of want to know how you feel about this, man. If your Cowboys in the same situation, man, how would you feel if they went down there and scored, man? I kind of want to know.
Dude, the score was already 41-17. I mean, I don't know how much worse it can get. Yo, I need to change my name, bro. That nigga right there is a national treasure. That nigga Chambers is a fool, man. Yo, I think more people are mad about his interview than the nigga actually scoring. I ain't even gonna lie. It's the way that nigga seemed apologetically unapologetic. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, yeah, the coach, you know, DA. I wouldn't do that to DA, but you know, DA sent us out in victory formation, and we overruled that. You know, we got together as a team. It was a team decision. We got together and we said we're gonna go for it. So I respect their coach. You know, he's a hell of a coach. But you know, Jamal ain't scored all year. you know what I mean. And we wanted him to get his touchdown. I mean, he goes, he fights with us, blood, sweat, and tears, week in, week out. And I thought it was my responsibility to say, "Hey guys, let's get Jamal this ball. Let's get him an end zone."
That nigga be tripping, man.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I love it because, dude, first of all, it's a rivalry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's I think a lot of people are missing that. Yeah. You play these niggas two times in a year, okay? The object of the game is to win. Mm-hmm. I never heard of this mercy shit. Like when people showboat at the end of games, you know what I'm saying, and get breakaway dunks and stuff like why are you mad? You know, why are you mad? This is for the paying customer. Yeah. The customer, the consumer wants to see these points. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These niggas who play fantasy, they need these points. Yeah. You don't know what's on the line for these niggas back home. You getting paid the same thing whether you win or lose by 50 or 80. You know what I'm saying? Was there talk when Dolphins was running up the score in Denver early in the year? Mm-mm. I would have went for it. I would have broke the record on they bitch ass too. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way I'm gonna get that close to the damn record and just be like, ah, sportsmanship. Now fuck you, nigga. You should have stopped 40 points ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at it. I love it. I want everybody to have the mentality that Jameis got. You know what I'm saying? If you, I get the deception, but we are still lined up. Like victory formation, I understand that might have been through the test, you know, has stood the test of time. But guess what? Now, niggas, there's a new wrinkle in it. It's the Jameis effects. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on your P's and Q's. Mm. So, nigga, we on the 1 yard line. And like he said, if the Honey Badger wasn't bullshitting around trying to trot to the fucking end zone for the touchdown, he would have scored anyway.
He would have scored anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They still would have scored. Yeah. What is you complaining about? Nigga, I'm going for it too. I love it. And honestly, I wish them niggas would. Boy, I wish there was more time on the clock. I would have went for a 2-point conversion on your bitch ass too. Mm. God, I would have ran it all the way up. Nah, nigga, we don't want 48. We don't want 49. We want 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would have onside kicked it right after that bitch. Mm. Fuck you, man. Mm. So Jimmy Graham had the perfect response. Why got mad and fuck the Falcons? Beautiful. It's a rivalry. Mark Ingram came out said, "Man, y'all tripping. He's one of the best teammates I've ever had in my entire career." Everybody said that. It is what it is, man. Quit putting it on the coach. It was a team decision. You know, I don't know how much, I don't know how much more worse it could get. It's nigga make the craziest expressions with his face, man, when he articulate time. Himself.
He'd be like somebody that's like on drugs.
And then he'd be bug-eyed and then straight face. Like, yeah, we was... Uh-huh. And then we like, nigga, what's wrong with you? I got no problems. Yeah. I got no qualms, no qualms, no nothing. If you did it to my dude, hey, if you did it to the Cowboys, you did it to the Cowboys. We shouldn't have been in the position where you was on the 1 yard line getting our ass whooped in the first place. Period.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Glad. I thought you was gonna come some kind of other way. Because I've been hearing, like, Shannon Sharp said they should be, well, Jameis should be fired and all this.
Yeah, they should get
Jameis cut. Jameis said it was a team years. Decision. Why y'all trying to put all that shit on Jameis? Like, I don't understand that. Plus, people don't remember, we played the Falcons twice. They beat us the first time. And they had every rapper ever out of ATL at that game with Ludacris coming out the fucking ceiling. Fuck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas was trying to kill. Them niggas was showing out on us. Yeah, man. Now it's time to get them back. You hear me? I'm happy.
You know, I mean, they was all standing on business that day. They if y'all don't remember.
They don't remember.
Y'all was standing on business that day.
They don't remember that day. Uh-huh. That's where it happened.
How easily and quickly we forget.
Yeah. Every rapper was there. They were doing all kind of stuff showing out against us. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's time for us to stand on business. Then they was like, what? They going to remember that next year. Remember it, bitch. We don't give a fuck.
And?
Don't care. Don't care. You know what I'm saying? And? But shout out to
you. Are you just going to hit the person that offended you, or are you just going to hit anybody? Because, see, that would be some sucker shit. Like, you hitting somebody else when you got the opportunity to, but he the backup. So what you going to do? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Get out your feelings. Hell, some of y'all niggas might even be on the Saints next year. We know how the NFL carousel go. You see what I'm saying? Y'all be acting out weird, man. Like, y'all niggas ain't about to go into your offseason worried about what these niggas did in week 18 to y'all when they scored a touchdown. Who fucking cares? Hey. Ain't man one of y'all went to playoffs. Y'all did get a winning record. I thought y'all might have got in, but, you know, y'all needed a lot of help from other teams. You know what I'm saying?
It's fine. I quit on the Saints a little while ago, so yeah, I wasn't tripping anyway.
I love it, though.
I was already looking forward to next year. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad we beat the Falcons. I love it. That's all I gave a damn about. We beat the damn Falcons. I don't care. I'm happy we did that. Maybe if we played somebody else, maybe if we was playing like the Lions or some shit, I'd be like, well, we really didn't need to do that. You know what I'm talking about? We could have let it go. But we played the Falcons. We got to do it. Anytime you can score, you got to score. I'm mad, like how you said, the Honey Badger should have ran his ass in there. It almost looked like he was trying to hold clock. Like, it looked like he was trying to let them catch him. Because he looked like he was trying to fall as close as he could.
It appeared that way. Because he didn't even reach for the goalpost when, you know. So I'm just like.
I was like, maybe he didn't want him to score. But everybody mad at Jameis and them. They're not mad at the damn Falcons quarterback for throwing a fucking interception. If he would have never threw the interception, they would have never been in that position in the first place. Get mad at the right motherfuckers.
Sure. What you throwing the ball for anyway? It's 48-17.
Just run the fucking
there is no, there is no, there is no 14-point one play touchdown in the history of the NFL. So what was you? Well, I'm sorry, not even 14 because they were down 41. So my fault. 24. Mm-hmm. Like you down and then some. Mm-hmm. So what was you really hoping to achieve yourself?
Trying to make
y'all was out there trying to get incentives. Y'all was trying to get incentives. Mm-hmm. Y'all was playing for something too. But ain't nobody mad at y'all. Why y'all didn't just take a knee and burn the clock? I mean, if the Saints would have been calling all their timeouts to stop y'all, like now that I'm like, well, damn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the fact is, y'all was still trying to score. So you didn't yourself concede the game.
Exactly.
So if you didn't concede, why should I?
Why should I? Huh?
That's my thing. So I don't know what Shannon be talking about, man. Like, I respect Shannon. You know, he does repeat himself. It takes him 10 to 20 minutes to get out one thought because he likes to keep saying the same shit over and over. And I just start turning off TV. Like, nigga, goddamn, bro. Like, shit. I don't, man. He doing the most.
Well, I'm just happy, man. I'm happy we're on the same page with that one because I wasn't understanding what the bigger hoopla was, especially when that's a rival. Like, it gets serious between New Orleans and Atlanta. It is what it is. So, shout out to them. It's all love for Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. But when it comes to them Falcons and Dirty Birds, fuck them. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I'm so happy. They coach got fired because you shouldn't have walked in Dennis Allen's face like that. You walked in there. What you was mad about? You going to get fired anyway. Everybody knew you was getting fired. That's it. What did you tripping about? He said, I don't want to be disrespected on my last game out. Oh, fuck you. Anyway.
We were just talking. Prepared to play better. That's all.
We were just talking about your boy Shannon Sharp. I think Shannon Sharp, for sure, as the top interview of the year of January, so far. I think he's kind of owning the month of January with the Cat Williams interview. It's crazy because Cat Williams did another interview with Willie D that we're waiting to come out. So that's going to be part two of Cat Williams's terror, we should say, on the people. But I just want to get your feelings about it. How you felt watching it? What was your initial? What's going on?
I don't know if it's me or if it's you, but you real robotic-y on my side.
I don't know. Okay, I'm still
so
like
I didn't want to get too far, and then you know the people be like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm still like that.
You good now?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Well, people, if you saw what I saw, if it shows, or maybe if my shit was glitching and it made France, I don't know. But just know there was some intertwined interference. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I keep it in. I ain't gonna edit it out.
You never do.
Yeah, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I be like, fuck it. They just get the raw. You know what I'm saying? How you feel about Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp interview, man? How you feel about that?
Well, I was gonna tell you the Willie D interview is out.
Oh, it's out now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's out. It's about an hour. Okay. A little over an hour. It's not as long as the other one.
You watched
I started to. But then I was just like, I can't do too much, man. I can't overload. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was a great interview curated by Cat Williams from start to finish. You know what I'm saying? Shannon really didn't have too much to do with the interview. I think the interview would have been an interview if you would have just put the camera on and never even appeared. Yeah. Cat was going to be Cat. You know what I'm saying? He tried to navigate Shannon, that is. And Cat said, nah, nigga, we calling the audibles. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. You know? And I loved it. I loved the interview, man. It was actually... I went through Shannon's Club Shay Shay uploads, right? I was looking for the highest, you know, the highest viewed one with all of the celebrities that came on before. And a lot of those people actually had already came on to the show, right? The highest viewed one 9 months ago till today was Steve Harvey's. Mm-hmm. That was at 9 million. Mm-hmm. That was 9 months. That boy Cat did 14 in one day. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. People love drama. You know what I mean? But that also is a testament to how influential and popular Cat Williams actually is, despite what everybody else try to say about him not being top tier type shit. You know what I mean? People still want to hear what this motherfucker got to say. And it showed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need no clickbait for it. I didn't need nobody to tell me what was going on the podcast. I was going to watch it regardless. You know what I'm saying? And man, did that nigga clear the air and air his laundry. You know what I'm saying? Like that nigga tuck, folded, ironed, and stowed it away. And then brought it out. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, man, calling people's wives whores. You get the light-skinned woman package.
That's crazy. The funny shaped head. The wife with the funny shaped head.
Whore. God, man, listen, bro. I said this boy is tripping. Mm. Talking about how, you know, niggas can't play a man to save their life. They got to play stipulations in your contract to nigga.
Yeah.
Bruh. Did you see recently what he did?
Within
the last few hours, he taking Kevin Hart ex-wife out on tour with him.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Bro, it's ruthless out here. This nigga is on one. He on one, man. And listen, man, there's so many clips coming out with him, period, anyway. I don't know what's new and what's old. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. I ain't even gonna lie, man. I thought a lot of that, like, the way he broke down each person's individual style. This nigga was a marksman with this shit. This nigga was a sharpshooter. This nigga was methodical. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe it's the 3,000 books he read a year that this nigga learned the art of war like this. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Since he was 5 years old, he read 3,000 books a year.
3,000 books a year.
A year. all nonfiction.
I got to pull up a calculator real quick. Hold on. Where my calculator?
That's a lot of Cat in the Hat. Doctor, like, nigga, what books did you read for real, though? You know what I'm saying? What books is you really reading? That's come on. I don't know no nonfiction books that ain't long. You know what I'm saying? So, look, it's
he talk read about Cedric. 8.21 books a day to get to 3,000 a year.
And the Willie. Okay, in the Willie D episode, he talks about hustling and how he used to cut grass in the summers and shovel snow in the winters, right? How you reading 8.2 books? You still got school and you cutting grass or shoveling snow. Like, where are you finding the time, my boy? Something ain't mathing up. The you math sure, ain't sure mathing. I think it was an exaggeration. Yeah. I just think it was an exaggeration. Yeah. I think maybe the brother meant to say 300. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I've read 3,000 books in my lifetime. Something like that, because that's wild. That's wild. I'm like, nigga, I probably ain't even picked up 3,000 books. You know, talking about, I'm talking magazines, pamphlets, fucking school, whatever. I promise you, I ain't touched 3,000 books in my lifetime. So for you to say that you faithfully read, boy, you a different breed than me. But yeah, what's said, you know what I'm saying, about the stealing a joke, which we all heard before, perfect sense. And then said, just looks like a fool to me anyway. He said in the game funny anyway.
I like said the entertainer, though. I like said, man. I like he had that preacher show, and then now he got that show, The Neighborhood. I think it's all right, man. I like said, man. I think said straight, man. It ain't like no show that I'm gonna watch every week, but it's like, yo, I'll watch whoever I ain't got shit to watch.
But there's been a lot of other stuff surfacing on said that this nigga been stealing jokes.
That Bob Initials, man, that killed me right there. That Bob Initials joke.
There you go. There you go.
That joke was funny as hell, though, man. I would have stole it, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's verbatim, though, bro. That was a verbatim take. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it just further solidifies what Cat was saying, like, you talking about, oh, I've been telling this joke since the test of time, and I've been tweaking it and fine-tuning it, and it's like, nah, man, I ain't buying it. So you got that issue. Then the Steve Harvey, nigga had a man piece on, thinking that, like, nigga, he had a man unit. Had every black man in America thinking he had the sharpest, and honest God, I didn't know that's what that was. I really thought it was the Steve Harvey. Like, niggas was like, yo, let me get the Steve Harvey. I never knew it was that. You know what I'm saying? Later we on. All thought that nigga had the real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all thought. Nigga went on tour with that shit. It's crazy. But, you know, talking about him too and the hate, you know what I'm saying? I love Bernie Mac. Let me be clear. His day right there. I think he is the funniest out of all the brothers that was on Kings of Comedy tour, personally. Sure. You know what I'm saying? And he translates well and fluently in movies. It don't matter what fucking movie he in. Whether it was Friday, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with Miss Parker just for a little bit. Whether it was, is it the Players Club? No, not Players Club. How to Be a Player? With Bill Bellamy.
How to Be a Player.
He said it smelled like Badoosie in here.
Yeah, Dick and Pussy. Yeah, that right there.
Yeah, yeah. So he was in there. You know what I'm saying? This is before he got to Ocean's whatever number. Before he did Mr. 3000. Before he did House Party. You know what I'm saying? Before he did my movie, Soulmate. Like, Soul Man, dog. That movie right there is too. I'm about to have a steak the size of your fucking back. Like, nigga, it's hilarious, bro. So I love that he gave Bernie his flowers too, but I like how he exposed everything, honestly. Kevin Hart, like, boy, he was relentless. You know what I'm saying? Faison Love. Like, I don't know why Faison.
It's hard for me this might be my bias. But the only part that I don't follow him is the Kevin Hart part. Because
how so?
Because I seen Kevin Hart. We seen plenty of things where Kevin Hart is in these stand-up clubs. I seen him getting booed and people talking about how they made his jokes better. I can't remember the dude's name, but if you watched his new special with him and Chris Rock, they showed the dude that helped him start building jokes because he was terrible. He was like Bowie on a Chris Rock movie when Down to Earth, when the nigga was getting booed at the Apollo all the time. Kevin Hart seemed like he was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And they came out and helped him build jokes. So okay. It's hard for me to follow him the same way that he said talked about that. But he was so on point with everybody else. It's also hard for me to tell him he lying. Because I'm like, well, hey, if you say it.
I mean, he said it perfectly. He was like, how many people you know, if all you did was tour on the East Coast and then you come out to LA and you automatically got your own production company, that could be just you, what you invest, you know what I'm saying? But your first movie is your own. Like, that shit crazy. And you leave like a soul, like, come on, man. Like, a lot of the stuff that he did say is true. And I'm not gonna lie, I believe it. And he was like, I don't find none of these niggas funny. And Kevin Hart, you kind of proved this point when you went on ESPN during that game and you thought you was being funny, telling your little jokes. And I didn't find none of that shit hilarious. Like, not even a chuckle came up out of me. I thought you was like, nigga, boy, you doing exactly what he said you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could listen to, what's my joints? What's the first one? A Grown Little Man, right? That shit was hilarious to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, my body was like this, but it was looking like this. Like, I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the ostrich. So why would you do that? Like, why? Like, I love that shit. Right. And then what was the second one? Yeah, I was getting to it. I was in chronological sequence. You know what I'm saying? The one that he did in Cleveland with Shaq and like, I love that joint. And then what's the one where he was like, I know y'all ain't in that bathroom. Or yeah, where the laptop at? Where the laptop at? You know what I'm saying? Whichever one that was, when your girl leaves and you get the laptop and you light the candles and shit like that. I thought those three.
Seriously funny and laugh at my pain.
I don't know which is which, but yeah.
Seriously funny. Yeah, I think that
is that the one where he was like, hit the fire on him.
No, I think that was Let Me Explain. I think it was. I can't remember. He got like.
Let Me Explain was in the football field in the stadium. I thought.
Yeah, that was in the stadium. Yeah, you're right.
So okay, so Seriously Funny Dad
to be the fire to put the fire
or whichever one. Yeah, but those, like, after those three, he started to kind of not be. It wasn't as funny for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So. I'm not mad at Kevin Hart either, but I'm not mad at Cat Williams for speaking his truth. And to be honest, people, ain't nobody really came out and said that man lying about nothing. Everybody that he spoke about, ain't not one of them came out and said that ain't true. Tiffany Haddish came out and said, I wish he had his facts straight, like I did these things, but the big stuff, the bigger stars.
Ricky Smiley said, well, he didn't say it was lying. He just kind of said, we're going to pray for Cat, basically, whatever. He kind of like dismissed it. And then he was crying the next day. To me, that made it look worse. And people were saying he was crying because his child died, of course. But I wouldn't have put out a video of me crying right after a nigga talk about me, because now it looked like you crying because the nigga talked about you. So I wouldn't have did that. It's like, you're a comedian at the end of the day, no matter what he said, it still came back to he was talking about this is a sport and this is competition. I'm not going to talk. He was basically saying, I'm not talking good about my competitors. Fuck them. That's basically how he came off to me. The people who wronged him, he was giving them the business to me. Like Cedric the Entertainer, he was mad because the nigga came over there and lied on him. So he felt like he lied on him. So he gave him the business. Ricky Smiley, he came over there talking about he was supposed to be the pimp.
Be money, my idea.
You saw Ice Cube came out and said that wasn't true. Yeah, Ice Cube.
I saw.
Basically said, nah, we this is where we wanted Ricky at. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So, but I mean, the people that he felt came over there and lied, you could tell he had it out for them.
Ready.
He just threw a couple shots that was, I don't know. You know, when you're sitting around, you get comfortable, you're talking to people, you got a couple drinks. I think the same thing with him when he started talking about
I've had far less than you, sir.
Man, he forgot that Shannon Sharp told him that he started sipping before they got on air. I mean, like, nigga, I remember hearing that. Like,
It is what it is.
But when you get around people, sometimes you get comfortable. Somebody give you that place to talk. And sometimes you just over-talk to yourself, like the 3,000 books a year thing. Maybe I got to listen to it again. Maybe he said from this year, but I could have swore he said 3,000 books a year.
A year.
Sometimes you get comfortable. He said he could run a sub 4.340. He ran down the side of a basketball court and ran a 4.46 or some shit like that. That ain't a sub 4.3. But hey, it is what it is.
That's still good for that age. That's still good.
It's good for that. Oh, it's good. But I don't know. I really don't know how far that basketball court is. I don't know. They didn't show him run the full length of the basketball court either. He was like,
okay, just the ending part.
Like, yeah, he wasn't that. Yeah. So I don't know. But tried the cat. Tried the bud cat. Let's see how I feel. How I felt about looking at it. Well, I guess I just kind of said how I felt my opinion on the whole situation. But it was nice. It just the Kevin Hart thing is kind of hard, man. Because I remember going to watch Kevin Hart when he was coming to Austin the first time. And
yeah, we went out there.
Yeah, we went to see him. It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same nigga. You know what I'm saying? But to me, he got popping off of Paper Soldier. Forget Soul Plane. Soul Plane was popping later. But Soul Plane was a flop. People forget that. It was a cheap movie that BET bought, and BET plays it all the time. But that was not a smash hit. So for him to bring up Soul Plane like that was a block office smash is kind of misleading. You know what I'm saying? Also, Paper Soldiers was the one where niggas like us found out about him, because that's what we watched. So that's what, off the strength of that, that's why I started watching Kevin Hart. Not because of anything else he did, because he talked about the TV show he had. You know how many niggas that got TV shows that come out there that fail? You didn't even know about Kevin Hart TV show until he said something, because it did not get picked up. It had like 2-3 episodes. That's it. It's on YouTube.
Scary Movie also. Was he in Scary Movie too?
He was. He was on 40-Year-Old Virgin too. He was on that. He came to Hollywood, he did a couple things. It's fine. That's what happens. A lot of things that ain't gonna hit, some things that's good. Somebody might see you in a club and get you popping. That's how it used to be back then. They see you in a club, oh, we're gonna start a show with you. The shit didn't get picked up. I can understand if the show got picked up. He had like 4 or 5 seasons. Maybe that's an industry plant, but they didn't even pick up his show. Like, it's misleading the way he put them facts right there with him. So
what I'll say then is I think the cat was already in the paint perceptive mood. And I think the interview that Kevin did years back on The Breakfast Club, when he said he was on drugs, mm-hmm. is why he went so hard at Kevin. I think that's why he got his wife on tour with him now, mm-hmm. his ex. I think that's what it is, because he said, I ain't never, he's like, he was talking about living in the park and talking to all the homeless people. Mm. And he said something about, I ain't never sucked no dick.
Bro, that
even in him telling the truth, it was crazy, man. That boy was hilarious, man. I never sucked no dick. I ain't do no drugs. I heard about them niggas told me how they used to suck dick for the pipe. But no, he's like, there's some things I just ain't willing to do. And I knew right then and there I was not gonna be on no drugs. So I was like, yo, that boy crazy, man. Boy, wow.
To me, man, Cat Williams, I believe he's intelligent as he says. Because he has a way with words. Yes. And even listen to his stand-up. Him and Chris Rock, to me, have interesting POVs. The way they put stuff together. They make you think about stuff a little differently. That's why I enjoy their stand-up talks. I mean, I enjoy their stand-up comedy. Because the way they put stuff together, the way they think is, like, out of the box. Even Dave Chappelle, now that... when he first started, he was more shock value, but now he's more introspective. He puts stuff together. He talks stuff out, and the way that he talks stuff out, it makes you like, that's funny. It's like, the nigga is so, he's so good. He's like, to me, I put them here in the same realm as like niggas that are so smart. They put shit together that you got to think about it. You be like, damn, that's funny. Like, before you start laughing, you be like, damn, that's funny as hell now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even think about that like that. That's funny as hell. And you sitting there, you dwell on that. And I think them three individuals especially is like that. But since they like that and they so gifted at that, I think sometimes Cat Williams devalues niggas that do it a different way. And I think he doesn't value their form of comedy the way he does his. He looks at Ricky Smiley as he's a court jester. He dresses up and he does the little stuff and all that. He don't feel like that's on his level. I feel like he think Kevin Hart, he's just small. He won't play with his tininess the whole time. And he plays off him being small and stuff like that. He don't value that. But to me, it's all comedy at the end of the day. It's funny. It's just a different way of doing it. Now, you could call his more highbrow. I think his take maybe more effort, especially to do 19 of them. That's crazy to me. And we all know Kevin Hart, he says his boys help him write his stand-up comedy. They say it. But we didn't devalue Richard Pryor for having writers. He had old boy Paul Mooney writing his stuff for him. So when we start devaluing the writer, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't, to me, it's a group effort. That man still got to go up there and put them words together, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? They come up together as a team. If you pay your team, they're getting paid. None of them plastic cup boys look like they're mad at their situation. It's a team. It's a group effort. He always says it's a group effort. So forget it. I'm not mad at what he does, and I'm not mad at what Cat Williams do. Shout out to them. Shout out to Cat Williams. I was trying to get to your show in Austin this weekend, but since you did that interview, tickets are $500 apiece, and we're not paying the $500. We're not paying the $500. So we're going to see you later, Chief.
But I appreciate that perspective, that analysis that you just gave, brother, about the differentials, the varying difference between the forms of comedy of why he may or may not value theirs as much as he values his own or his counterparts. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? His fellow constituents. It's a good point, man.
It's like Kobe and Smush Parker. Kobe didn't respect Smush Parker. It.
nobody respects Smush Parker, man. got pushed in the paper. That's unless you got smushed in the paper. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Jordan. Okay. What's that nigga he smushed that had a bald head?
I can't think of his name right now. But I know you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
It is what it is, man. At the end of the day.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Somebody appreciates all that stuff. I was just happy he shouted out my 85 South boys. Yeah, shout out Carlos, Chico.
85 South, Desi, Country Wayne, just hilarious. I like how he named the up-and-comers, you know what I mean? For a lot of people, you know what I mean, who don't even know who those guys are still, even with the amount of content that they put out, even with just being on, you know, Wildin' Out and on The Breakfast Club, people still are unfamiliar with some of these names. You know what I mean? By him saying that, you know how much traffic is going to flood their way to be like, oh, let me see, because everybody watches Cat. You know what I mean? He was like, I'm a man of the people. I am pro-black, but I love everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, unless you've gone to these other places, like, I just think it's dope. You know what I'm saying? I do like how he got his point across. A lot of people might say it was disrespectful or distasteful. I said that man spoke his truth. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's there's opinionated facts, and then there's the truth. You can't say which one he did. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
It is what it is. Shout out. But that was a good ass interview. Hey, I'm definitely gonna watch the Willie D one. Definitely gonna check that out.
I never sat through no damn that almost 3 hour interview ever in my life. That, and I didn't feel the time either. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't know it was that long myself. But yeah. I definitely will be watching the Willie D one. Glad it's an hour so I can get in and out that one. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about the man, Kane the Conqueror, real quick before we get up out of here, man. Jonathan Majors just did an interview on Good Morning America or some shit like that. And he talked about his conviction that happened. First off, I want to say that I'm real pissed off at the news because they made it seem like his conviction that he was convicted of like beating this broad ass. You know what I'm talking about? They made it seem like this nigga is a woman beater. This nigga was convicted of a misdemeanor for unknowingly hurting her in a situation. The jury felt like he did not mean to hurt her, but because of his actions, she was hurt. I do like what Jonathan Majors said. He said, if you watch that video and if you flip it, if it was a black man running after a white woman, what would happen in that courtroom? And I think we all know, we only got to talk about it. We know what would happen. That man was clearly trying to get away from her. He did what he could. He pushed her back in the car so he could run away. If anybody was getting attacked and they push somebody and now your attacker gets hurt in New York, I think all the attackers got a case against against the people they was attacking, because you should just let me attack your ass, because Jonathan Majors can go to get convicted for some bullshit like that. I think that is the most asinine thing I've ever seen, heard. It's crazy. You got the driver in the car saying the girl doing all everything. You got him showing that he got nail marks on his face, on his arm, but they wouldn't let that shit in court. Clearly, somebody wanted him to get in trouble. Clearly. So, I think it was Disney. And I'm sorry. We might get banned by this. I understand. Y'all might not have wanted to go the Kane the Conqueror route. We understand. I understand. Maybe it wasn't looking good for y'all. The movies wasn't hitting like they were supposed to hit. And the big bad villain being Kane the Conqueror wasn't working for y'all. All you had to do is say, we're going in a different direction. At the end of Loki, it seemed like all the Kanes was dead anyway. You didn't have to do that to my man. I'm just standing on a limb right there. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems real fishy that they went that hard on Jonathan Majors. It just seemed crazy to me. And then the news reporting makes it seem like he got convicted of whooping somebody ass. That's the most thing that pissed me off right there. That's not fair. That's not true. The man did the interview. He talked about it. He said he felt like he shouldn't have had to go to the stand, because what else was he going to say besides the same thing everybody else said? Makes sense to me. The only misstep that my man keeps on doing is calling these women Coretta Scott Kings. I think he got to leave that alone. Everybody can't be Coretta. And you don't want a Coretta because you got Megan Good. You got a good one. Stay right where you at, Chief. You know what I'm saying? Nobody made. But that's the only misstep I see at the Jonathan Majors situation. Book, how you feel, man? I had to get that out because I've been holding that. How you feel? Give me your analysis, man.
I only watched the interview because I knew Megan Good was in the crowd somewhere and they're paying to her perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Her little fine ass. She ain't no square light skinned head woman. You know what I'm talking about? Let's be clear. Man, listen, I echo the same. I stand where you stand as far as your outlook. Everything that you said. So when it comes to that, there's no need for me to say anything. You already said it. So I understand the position that he feels he's in as far as his popularity. And, you know, I'm like one of the hottest black actors in Hollywood right now, if not the top. You see what I'm saying? Especially after coming off of Creed, like everybody's like, oh, this nigga's the new Michael B. Jordan bodies and all this shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's cool, man. You doing your thing. He was in what's the movie when they was robbers? The we did a review on it with Regina King. The Western joint.
You talking about the Western joint, Harder They Fall.
Yeah, he was in that too. You know what I'm saying? I thought he did an exceptional job in that.
Lovecraft.
But I never watched it, but y'all told me about it. Yeah. So it's you know, I get what stratosphere he wants to gravitate towards and what he feels as though he needs in his career to help him get there. But like you said, to coin everybody Coretta Scott, or I need a Michelle Obama. No, you just need somebody solid. You need somebody who's going to support you. It don't have to come in the form of those two black women. You know what I mean? I'm glad he cleared up his comments of saying how he wanted his ex to be his Coretta Scott, because she's clearly the wrong color. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was, I was using that as an analogy, you know. I'm glad you cleared that up, my guy, because how you want this, no offense, how you want this white woman to be black, you know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make sense. So it was things like that. And, you know, I'm glad that he will appeal it. There's a lot of stuff that is weird nowadays with the truth, especially, and, you know, I'm not sexist or anything like that, when it revolves around a woman, you know what I mean? Being the centralized and targeted figure here, you know what I mean? Or the person that's affected, so to speak. I stand on the whole Tory Lanez thing. I still don't think that dude shot her. Cat Williams alluded to it.
I like that Cat said that, though.
Yeah, he said, if you're not going to say that she shot you, then this is what happens. You know what I mean? And I do believe that it was the friend. Maybe Meg does not know or realize that it was. You see what I'm saying? Maybe Tori does know. And maybe Tori took the gun off of her, and then that's what Meg saw. I don't know. Like, I don't know the story. We wasn't there. But I like how Kat said how he said it. You see what I'm saying? We still don't have the truth in that. In my eyes. And then the truth with this will come out once he makes his appeal. And I'm hoping that some people will actually just be a little bit smarter these days, especially when you're handing out verdicts where you think you're going to sentence somebody. Okay. Cause shit can get real in the courtroom.
Ooh, right?
So,
man,
you
nah, bitch. Oh man.
Oh my God, man. Yo, but real talk, man. I hope that you know, justice is served the right way, and they need to, that shit was baffling to say the least.
Man,
not make sense, that verdict.
You saw how that nigga, they wheeled that nigga out there from Las Vegas? The nigga that jumped over at that judge?
How they wheeled him out?
Yeah.
Oh, the reappearance?
Yeah, the mask.
Oh, they did him like blood. Silence of the Lambs, huh?
Yeah.
I told y'all he would on the game. I told y'all they're going to have that nigga looking like Anthony Hopkins in that bitch, man. I told y'all. Straight jacket like to the
20 people, boy. God damn. I ain't going to lie. A nigga that do something like that, you might need to go to jail. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, because
ain't no Mike.
Stone Cold Killers. ain't did that, ain't jumped that stupid. Like, nigga, like you wasn't even going to jail for that long. So this nigga got up to 4 years for the stuff that he saw her, that he was going to see her about. We don't know how much he going to get for hitting that lady. You know they about to tear your ass up.
You trying them like public, what is it like? They give you just 10 years off of that for hitting a public, whatever they call themselves. Yeah. It's something like that. I want to say it's 10. It might not be that much. It's like 5. It's a good little guaranteed amount. That's what I'll say.
They couldn't get him to each one of them because he was assaulting that lady, but he was hitting all them dudes up there.
He was hitting everybody.
But that nigga said
they could say attempted murder for all we know. If he was, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what was happening behind there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He might have been choking out for all we know. That's attempted murder. Like
that nigga missed his call. Right. He should have been in the WWE. That had that nigga swine dive off there. He swine dive on her ass, boy.
Better than the hit the frog splash.
God damn.
Man, boy.
Shout out to him. I ain't gonna lie. A little part of me, I was a little proud. You know, I ain't gonna lie. Because when I saw her, when she was like, we ain't gonna do that. You need a little taste of something else. I was like, oh, she a little smug with it. And that nigga said, bitch. He said, bitch. And then they show what he said before. The craziest thing is to telling somebody, well, if you think I should go to jail, if I need to go to jail, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll accept it. And then when she said, well, I'm gonna see your ass in jail, then you get mad about it, nigga. You crazy as hell. You can't tell a nigga I accept whatever you give me and then get mad when I do it.
Nigga had a ready to die shirt on, bro.
He did.
If that ain't telegraphing some shit right there, boy, that nigga was. I ain't never seen nobody talk to the judge or be in a courtroom and you in regular, like, casual, not even business casual. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just. I'm here like I'm here for a speeding ticket or something like that to pay my little fine and go on about my business. Boy, you in there to lessen these charges or not get sentenced. So, I look here, man. First, you was in there rough already. Mm-hmm. You just painted the wrong picture, man. And then, oh Lord, did you ever do some shit?
What you think? Man, you think he's safe to go to prison?
Oh man, he's gonna be a damn celebrity.
I think he could be, but I'm always nervous, man. I was watching Prison Break and stuff like that. It's like I can see the guards or whatever paying somebody to whoop his ass and all that kind of stuff. But the thing that they talked about is he has a long line of mental health problems. The way he did,
yeah, he's gonna be in a halfway.
The way he did that, I think he should go to some kind of mental institute because you got to be a little out your mind to do that. Like, that's a little crazy to me. So there's a lot of components thinking like, okay, there's a lot of times where some other people would maybe go to like a mental institute that work on their mental health. But you know, a lot of us, we're not afforded that same opportunity. But since this happened on TV, what do you think are they going to do? That's what we want to know. What do you think is going to happen with this?
I truly think it's going to end up with him being sentenced to regular prison. And from there, his lawyers are going to make an appeal in the appellate courts and say, you know, our client is unstable. And they're going to have a doctor that the court hires to conduct a consultation and see where he falls at on the spectrum of sane and not. And I think that's where we're going to go from. And I think he will fall on the side of not sane. And they will then move him to, you know, somewhere where he got to take those pills every day and talk about his feelings. And I mean, honestly, that might be worse than actually enduring prison for a lot of people. You know what I mean? Some people want to stay a little wacky. You know what I'm saying? They think you give him that edge. You strip that dog away from him. Who am I? Who am I now? Like, who's Draymond going to be once he stopped the antics? Like, we, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all look at Draymond as, hey, bro, something off. Why you play like that? Now you saying he can't play like that. That nigga was ready to retire. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. It is what it is. So
I still don't think
he'll end up eventually. I don't think so either. I just think he do dumb shit purposely.
I just think he's always been undersized for his position. There's certain things you got to do to get a catcher advantage. It's just he's not fast enough to get away with it no more. He's slow. He's getting older. He's slowing down. Now you seeing all the little goofy shit he's been doing for years.
He didn't get away with it before. They just wouldn't say nothing.
They wasn't like, the referees wasn't called it. The people saw it, but the refs wasn't seeing it. That's the issue.
I saw every nut chop, high kick to the groin. I saw all them shits. Like, boy, what was you doing? He's been playing like this. He's been playing like this, man.
That's why it's crazy to me. People mad now. He's been playing like that.
I think it's the egregious acts of choking niggas out.
Hey, choking is too far. Man. You know what I'm saying? That's where we draw the line.
I think that's when they was like, oh, we got to draw the line. Yeah. I mean, stomping on a nigga chest in the playoffs wasn't good enough, huh? Okay. Y'all didn't draw the line there. Y'all gave him a one-game suspension. Why? Because it's the playoffs and it's all about ratings and you want him back for game seven. We know how this goes. And two, I'll be listening to these commentators. I'm not getting off track because it's still centered around Draymond Green when the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA Finals, right? They always pinpoint, oh, I believe if Draymond didn't get suspended for game five, they would have won. Okay. They lost game five. Why couldn't they win game six or seven with him playing? Mm-hmm. Why do y'all always say game five? If he played, they would have won the chip. He cost them a championship. Nigga, they had two more opportunities with the full team to take care of business. They didn't get it done. Y'all acting like the boy was suspended for game seven. Mm-hmm. The closeout game. The actual closeout game. What are you talking about? I hate when they do that, man. It be all commentators and don't nobody is smart enough to say, you know, they did play a game six and a game seven, right? You know, this ain't the 90s where they played the best out of five. Mm-hmm. It's the best out of seven. Like, what is y'all talking about? Stop diminishing that man's legacy and his damn championship. Every time that nigga win a championship, they try to find some type of caveat to put towards it to be like, come on, man. Stop it.
I want to know what LeBron did to somebody that they just refused to say the nigga's amazing. Look, I'm the biggest Kobe Bryant fan. Y'all, you know this.
Yes.
I'm the biggest Lakers fan. Yes. On my top players, it's damn near all Lakers. And LeBron. It is. I would give LeBron being a Laker now. He's been here long enough so I can consider him a Laker. And he won us a championship. But LeBron is, to me, he's the best nigga to ever touch a basketball. It just is what it is. If I wanted to make myself out of all these niggas who ever been in the league, who would I want to be? It's like, make me like LeBron. It's just, I'm sorry. He's durable. He plays defense. He can play defense when he wants to. He can play offense. He can pass the ball. He can shoot. He can dunk. He can do everything you want to do on a basketball court. It makes no sense.
This is the thing. If you put age 39 LeBron inside of a 20-year-old body, that nigga is top 10. Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy. And I'm not saying you got like the father time issues of a 39-year-old or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you are 20, but you have LeBron's year 21, age 39 body, you know, skill set in your body. And I'm talking, you jump just as high as he jumps right now, not him and his team. Like, this nigga is ridiculous, man.
Who the fuck? Yeah.
This nigga ridiculous, bro. I'm talking coming down the paint, thwarting off a nigga, and then dunking off. Like, man, if you don't stop, if y'all do not stop the bullshit, if y'all don't stop, that nigga is the GOAT. There ain't nothing to talk about, man. Like, I don't know what y'all stop deriding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hey. That's some treasure book is spoken. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you heard him.
You know what I'm saying? It was a team decision. And we wanted to get it done. Okay. So that's what we did. I got to watch that after.
James Winston, the GOAT.
Interview is cold, man.
Hopefully you can come back as New Orleans Saint.
I would love him there, man.
I'd like to see you on the sideline. I don't want you starting. Let's make that clear. I don't want you starting.
No.
But I would I like you on the sideline. Jameis just be in the fucking way, man. Sometimes he just be all in the way. It's just hilarious to me. So everybody love him. So he's a good team, our locker room guy. So
what the fuck song was he performing? Oh, move, bitch. When in Atlanta. Nigga was on the rapping to Derek Carr on the bench. you can't make niggas like him, bro. That's a compliment. You can't make niggas like that. You damn sure can't find them. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
if he ain't on New Orleans, I need him in somebody's locker room. I need to see him on Sundays. I need to see videos of him doing what he do. Jameis do something. The problem with Jameis though,
yes sir,
is before he came in the league. He had a troubled pass, and them crab legs would never be gone from my memory. I always think about the crab legs. Watch nigga just walk out the store with crab legs is crazy to me.
$1 million man, but I sold crab legs. That shit don't make no sense to me.
It sounded like he had a hookup though. He sounded like he had a hookup.
We know how those go.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, we sure do. We anyway.
How those go?
You got anything else booked for the people? If not, we can get up out of here, man.
Nah, man, solid, man. Just want to say, everybody, appreciate y'all for tuning in. So remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment. Hey, run the likes up on the videos when we drop them. That's how we know you like what we pinned. Okay, just want to make that clear. Then follow us on Instagram at @MVP_podcast, and you can email us at mansviewpodcast@yahoo.com. You can also follow us on Twitch and Facebook Gaming at MV Podcast Gaming. All right. We got active on it the other day. And my boy Pussy was trying to tell me, all you niggas pop that thing like this. And I said, no, sir, what we're not gonna do is that. And me, Jamal, and LaFrance, we held it up, we got together and we made a decision. And that's what we did. We went that way, we ignored Pussy, and we got the win. You know what I'm saying? So just want to say thank you to everybody, man. It's I'll change my name back next week because I can't be National Treasure Book when I've already let James Winston have his name. You know, talking about that boy is very deserving. Mm-hmm. That boy is very deserving. That nigga's iconic. Unintentionally funny.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to watch this or not, but I'm gonna go watch the Book of Clarence.
Book of Clarence. Oh, with I know the dude from Get Out and Haunted House thing. Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna go watch that this weekend. If you can watch it, we'll do a little review, or at least I give a little bit of my opinion, but I won't give a lot if you ain't watched it. But it looked pretty interesting.
I'll see if it come out over here.
The premise was a little, I don't know, because of the premise, I don't know if you're gonna get it. You might find it online or something, but I think it's interesting, let's say the least. The Book of Clarence. It's kind of like he acting like he Jesus almost back in the day. And you kind of like the timeline overlap. It's like a nigga looking at Jesus and like, man, I want to do that. I can do that. And then he go do his own shit, making up his own miracles and shit. So it looked kind of dope. But at the end, it looked like he come and get in contact with Jesus to a certain extent and stuff changed. Okay. It looked like it'd be all right. So we're going to see how this is.
Okay.
I definitely give my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to go see it, man. But thank y'all, man, for tuning in another week for us, man. Trust me. Oh, what's up, man? What you got?
And shout out to Taraji P. Henson for standing up for herself. You know what I'm saying? Being vulnerable and allowing herself to be criticized should anybody have anything to say, because I think it is highly unjust. I think since Baby Boy, she's been on the right trajectory of stardom. You know what I'm saying? There's no way you went from Baby Boy to Persons of Interest to Empire and all these other plethora of movies that you did. The one where they was and the three of them, the black actresses were like scientists. Yes, thank you. Like, what are we talking about, man? There's no way that this woman should not be getting paid. Mm-hmm. Respectfully paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting her just due. I think that is criminally insane. And the people who are worth it, who generate income for you at the box office, you should reward them. You know what I mean? I understand that there are certain plateau markers. She's up there. She's elite. And y'all should treat her as such. You know what I mean? And I appreciate her for coming out and saying that it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And I don't care too much what Oprah had to say.
I didn't hear that. Lighten me real quick.
She came out and spoke, just talking about, you know, pretty much, I only felt compelled to say something because she was trending. She found out that she was trending or whatever the case is, and they found out what it was about, I guess a publicist or whoever, you know, let her know. But she was like, you know, with the movie itself, you know, The Color Purple, I guess Taraji wasn't paid the way that she thought she would have been. But Oprah tried to say that, well, and it's true, but it's the way that you said it. It's that's for you to negotiate. You know what I mean? You can't get mad about what somebody is paying you. It's not me that's paying you. It's the studio. They have a budget. And it was when she was like, you know, if something's wrong, I always step in and I look to fix things. If you look to fix things, pay that woman her worth. You a billionaire. You talking about the budget of the studio? You gave your audience cars. You telling me you can't use a little tax write-off and hit, you know, throw a couple bucks that way for Taraji, and you know she deserves it? And you know she deserves it? Come on. It's stuff like that. Like, I don't understand when the billionaires, and I understand y'all billionaires, but y'all acting like y'all can't just come up off something sometimes, man. Y'all know how many tax write-offs y'all got? You gonna get it right back. Who cares? Just do right by her, man. And if you know that somebody is worth more than what the negotiation was, be a hidden blessing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm conflicted on that. Nobody can kind of get paid what they worth, because what people do,
pay more than what she getting. I wish I knew
for sure, but pay more what she getting. But you get paid what you negotiate at the end of the day. So I kind of understand what she's talking about. I think she needs some more help on her, maybe her agent side, or maybe somebody to show her better negotiation in. Because if you negotiate this salary, knowing that you got to pay these people that you said you got to pay in this, then you can't get mad later when you negotiated it, because you signed on that dotted line, say this is good for me. But at the same time, I do understand my scale of what's people getting paid, I should be getting paid here. I just tell her to hold fast, don't take that shit, tell him no. And if you want Taraji, this is what you're going to pay for that. You're gonna have to. I think she's gonna have to do one of those. But shout out to Taraji. I do support Taraji. I do think she should get paid what she get paid. She should get paid more.
Well, she's looking to get paid. Feel. Yeah.
She should get paid in the same realm of them white actresses. All the other actresses in her range, I think she should get paid the same as them. So, shout out to her.
But I just think that if Miss Winfrey would have came out and said that I agree with you, things would look a bit different. You know what I'm saying?
That would have been stronger.
Looking to defend yourself. Don't come out looking to defend yourself against, you know what I mean?
But see, the thing is, I didn't even know she was talking about Color Purple. I thought she was talking about
everything. I think it's in general.
If I was Oprah, I would have took it as she was talking about it in general. And I would have, because somebody like me on the outside, I thought she was talking about every other movie except Color Purple pays her what she's worth. That's what I thought she was talking about. So I would have stood on it like that. That's the way I read it. But I mean, yeah, it is what it is. Shout out. But yeah, get that money.
Shout out my black sisters.
You heard?
Love all y'all. I think I did a good job. I don't think I called any of y'all out your name today.
Yeah.
Doing better, baby.
Just today. just today. There's always another week. There's always next week. But anyway.
Damn right.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Thank y'all. This has been the MVP. We're going to holler at y'all next week. Peace out.
Peace out now.
Pray for me. Pray for book. Do everything I can.